She's a marketing maven. She has defined the marketing strategies for some of South Africa's biggest companies. But here at Hi FM, we just call her Dina Diamond. This is Monday Marketing.
And that's what we call you, Dina Diamond, because that's your name really, isn't it?
Generally, that's what I go by, yes. So it's good that I get called that.
I hate to tell you some of the names that I am called, even though I don't go by them, but that's something completely different. How are you?
I'm doing good, but that does sound like a personal problem.
It's International Tolerance Day, you know, today.
Yes, yes, I hope your listeners are being tolerant.
No, they're not. But I don't expect them to be, because I'm not. I don't like this whole International Tolerance Day. It sounds to me to be enormously condescending and arrogant. Who the hell are we to be tolerant to other people? It's just so.
It's so PC.
It is. Yeah, exactly. Not for the likes of us. All right. So let's just talk also about, well, is it Black Friday or is it actually Black November? Because Black Friday seems to have come early this year. It's like Rosh Hashanah in a leap year.
Oh, I love that comparison. So absolutely. So I was thinking, like, is it too early? Is it premature to talk Black Friday? Because Black Friday is traditionally the first Friday of, the last Friday of November, which is after Thanksgiving. And actually, you're absolutely correct. It is not premature because the entire month has become Black Friday. So just to give listeners a view, just in case they don't know by now, that Black Friday actually sort of traditionally had its roots in about an American around about the 1960s when there was a massive shopping day because it's the first real shopping day after the last big holiday before Christmas, so Thanksgiving, which is the last holiday before Christmas, and that's when Americans start doing their big shopping, and that's when retailers start going on sale. So Black Friday, obviously, you know, if you're in the red, you're not doing so well, you're out of, but if you go into the black, you're making a profit, so that's sort of where the whole story comes from. Now that we've got the context, we can move forward. So basically, when we started looking at Black Friday, it only came to South Africa in about 2011, where Takealot actually started bringing it in on an online basis, and Checkers came in about 2014. They both claimed to be the first. But that was more in a bricks and mortar sort of environment. And it was only one day. And in America, it was also only one day. But as we saw, there was so much interest has been generated over the years. And the websites have literally fallen over because there's been so much volume and there've been so many people trying to get online to get the specials that they've, like last year, Takealot decided to actually turn it into what they call the blue dot sale to differentiate slightly. And it became a 5-day event. Now every single one is joining on the bandwagon and the event has actually become a month. So Macro, Game, Takealot have all got specials. Woolworths have all got specials over the entire month of November. So yes, we are absolutely seeing Black November.
And I would imagine also less people in shops. People can take their time and look for what they want. What's been fascinating to me, and I've been trying to follow this, is if Black Friday or Black November, whatever we're going to call it, is going to be big this year, given the fact that people have suffered real economic hardships this year. And I was actually speaking with an analyst who I posed this question to over the weekend, and she said to me, well, interestingly enough, it's the very much lower income group that have been affected the most, as well as the highest income group, because, you know, people that will have, let's say, the wine farms and are selling that type of luxury product. But the so-called middle group here in South Africa, people who have had jobs and managed to continue with them, actually might even have a little bit more money in their pockets. They haven't gone to restaurants. They haven't been traveling. So there's a certain amount of saving that they've achieved during that year. That disposable income could be reflected in Black Friday purchases.
Absolutely. So they're actually saying, they're predicting that Black Friday this year will be bigger than it ever has been historically, which is actually ironic. And as you say, in the times of COVID, it's not really what you would expect. But if you look at what's been going on, so first of all, because of Black Friday, there is on average about a 37% saving on no matter what it is. And there's a range from like literally 10% to 70% off on various items. So people do wait to actually purchase on Black Friday and even for Christmas. They're expecting, sometimes there's normally that the Christmas shopping outweighs the Black Friday shopping slightly. This year they're actually expecting the Black Friday shopping to be bigger because people will buy those items online. Again, because of COVID, there's been a massive change in dynamic, which is very, very interesting. So people who never used to shop online and had no choice during the pandemic and were locked down at home, and maybe older people that were scared to go out, who traditionally would never shop online because they were sort of scared of online technology or whatever it may be, were forced online. So there was a huge upsurge in the number of consumers that were shopping online just for groceries. But those people have all become much more familiar with the internet, with how websites work, with how sort of shopping works. The retailers also all stepped up during COVID. They increased their packaging, their options, so that instead of just having delivery, you could do click and collect, you can do collect in store. The courier companies all sort of buffed up their capacity because of what happened in lockdown. So ironically, all of that points to an increase an increase in efficiency for Black Friday. So I think we are going to see actually an upsurge. And people also don't want to go into stores. People don't want to be pushed up against other people historically. I mean, there's literally been mass pushing and shoving before. People have actually died in stampedes in stores. So that,
I know some of my best videos of the year are those ones of people just surging forward into retail stores. Other people like cat videos on the internet. I like those mass shopping ones.
It's not sadistic at all.
No. It's International Tolerance Day. I just want to remind you of that, Dina.
Yes, no, I was saying it wasn't at all.
So oh,
no,
fine. I didn't pick up any sarcasm at all in your intolerant
never,
voice.
Never
right.
From me.
Yes.
But yeah, so that is going to be a point. It's going to be very interesting. So they are expecting less people in store. And not only that, but stores have already started limiting the number of people that can be in store at the same time. I don't know if you've been by Discam and you get a little peg where like, okay, like how many pigs are out and you're allowed to go in and out.
Oh, gosh,
so there is definitely going to be, those levels of control have definitely been heightened. So I think a lot of people will be online and will be shopping. And again, because of the number of days has increased, it actually gives people a longer opportunity to shop. So all of this actually makes it easier and makes it more suitable to shop within the whole month of November and get the deals that you want and get them delivered on time.
I'd love to hear from our listeners, 34519 or 0618951019. Are you looking around? Are you taking advantage of Black Friday specials? Have you already started doing that? And have you bought anything? I'd love your thoughts around Black Friday. Have you, Dina?
So actually, yes. I will be honest. So there are always things that you always want, right? Mm-hmm. And then you actually, you think like, okay, around Black Friday, there are things that you need to buy. So, but even like, let me explain, like school books and stuff for next year already that are already on sale. So maybe not necessarily part of Black Friday, but they have thrown
them
in.
Listen, and you're going to be buying them anyway. So you'd be crazy.
You might as well.
Not to buy it if you can get it at a discount, surely. As long as you know your price, I would imagine.
Yeah, so I mean there are a few guidelines for Black Friday because people also, there's a whole psychology around it that people get caught up in the mania. Oh my God, Black Friday, I've got to quickly buy things, I have to be online, I'm missing out, I'm losing money. So there is a level of sort of psychology behind it in terms of the marketing and in terms of all the things that you're seeing in the advertising. But you have to be very focused and you have to try and remain relatively calm and relatively sane in terms of the process.
Linda, are you listening to all of this? Take a pen and write this down. Remain calm.
Note it down.
Underline
Linda,
there.
Very notes to self.
Okay. Exactly. Yes. Right. Sorry, Dina, you were saying.
Make a list. Make a wish list of what you actually want. So, because, I mean, you can get caught up in the sort of the whole euphoria and hysteria of it. So like if you get onto a one day only page and you see all these things that you don't want or you don't need completely, but they look, I mean, it's 70% off or it's such a great deal. Like you have to make sure that number one, you actually need it and, that it is actually the right price. So you have to actually make a list of what you are looking for, what you actually want. And then you have to prioritize that list. Because if you don't prioritize, then you can just be all over the place and then you could buy things and then you've like run out. So you need a budget. You need to say, okay, what am I spending or what funds do I have available to spend on Black Friday? And maybe it even includes birthday presents, Christmas shopping, whatever it may be. So you make a wish list, you put the order of importance, you have a budget, and then what you actually need to do is you actually have to get reference pricing, because sometimes the retailers actually take their prices up, and then on Black Friday, they say, oh, no, you're getting a 30% discount, but you actually might not, it'll be 30% discount to what it was the week before, but it may not be 30% discount to what's available in the market in general. Yes. So you have to have reference point
for
reference
pricing. You have to know your pricing in order to take advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the larger ticket items. Mm.
Yeah.
So I know I'm looking right now for a gaming console. Like first of all, I don't know the difference between the PS5, the Xbox, gosh.
Nintendo
Switch.
I had listened to the conversation at lunch yesterday, but my eyes glazed over and I slipped into semi-consciousness when my kids were debating PlayStation versus Xbox. I'm trying to recall the conversation.
I was going to say, you don't remember.
Oh, you're crazy. All I know is kind of caught my attention was one's like 12 or 13,000 rand and one's 10,000 rand. And, you can't buy now. You've got to wait for the new one, but there's a delay on one of them. That's what I can tell you as I slipped in and out of consciousness.
Oh, that's hilarious. But absolutely. First of all, I was relying on you for that information.
Oh, I'll get it for you and I'll come back to you on that. Because I know who to go to.
Something like that is a big ticket item. You think like this is the perfect time. So also not only is there Black Friday, but obviously that's moved on additionally into Cyber Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So Black Friday was supposed to be traditionally in store and then it moved online. And then these genius marketing ladies came up in 2014 with Cyber Monday and they actually saw a surge of like over 40% in sales just on technology and gadgets and iPads and laptops and all of that on Cyber Monday. So Black Friday continues on to Cyber Monday. So if you feel like you didn't get anything on
Black Friday, technology
specifically.
Mm. Rabbi Khan says, my dad used to tell us that people buy things they don't need with money they don't have to impress friends they think they have.
Exactly. But here it's all online.
Yeah. So your prediction is that it is going to be a big Black Friday year this year.
Absolutely. I mean, also, if you look from Takealot, their first year of sales was like R1 million. Then it was 46 million rand. Then it was 78 million rand. And then it was like 100-something. They're actually expecting about 200 million rand worth of sales this year.
And do we know if both technologically and logistically, because both of those are challenges for many of these companies around Black Friday, have they improved the robustness of their sites?
Yeah, absolutely. So Takealot has learned its lesson, I think, in the harshest way possible, where their site actually fell over and they weren't able to deal with the sort of the load on their system. So what they did was they actually have increased capacity over the years. And then they also have increased their distribution. So as I say, within COVID, a lot of people were actually buying stuff off Takealot, even just the necessary, the groceries, all of that kind of stuff. But it's not even just Takealot. It's every single company. It's Pick and Pay. It's Superbalist. It's every single online retailer or even just a normal retailer that's created more of a digital strategy based on this. I mean, Checkers even came out with their own app called the 60, which is where they said they'll deliver in 60 minutes. Now they actually promise that it will be the same day because that was just a very hard ask. So they're trying to be realistic. But I think that because of COVID, ironically, they have all beefed up their online capacity. They've increased their IT infrastructure, their fulfillment, their courier services, their packing, their sort of end-to-end processes, all of that, their supply chain, all of that has been optimized for COVID, which actually points to a perfect optimization for shopping on Black Friday.
All right, before we let you go, are there any specific sites that you would recommend for Black Friday for our listeners?
So yeah, I think it depends what you're looking for. But I mean, Takealot are literally leaders in it. I mean, they've also said that they're breaking it down into every single week in terms of what they're going to release. And they said like they've specifically said that specials will not be repeated on Black Friday, even though if you have their app, they will release extra specials on the actual, on actual Black Friday. But every single week they've chosen categories, homeware, TVs, appliances. So Takealot is always, for me, always a win. Superbalist, if you're looking for clothing or if you're looking for some funky stuff, they've also got it. Game and Macro, also if you're looking at those bigger appliances, they have, also now for an entire month as well, they have, actually put up their specials, and they've got additional drop-off points and additional delivery options. Yeah, I think all of it, like literally all the big retailers.
And I think that's what you're saying, is go with the recognized platforms.
So I think, yeah, I mean, always a bit of a risk if you're going with platforms that you've never used before, or ones that also could fall over. All of these big names, all of these big platforms have been prepared. They have been bulking up. They've been organizing, and I think they will all be able to actually deliver and fulfill. Although with that being said, one of the other checks that you need to have is once you've made your list, once you've done your point reference with referral and all of that, you need to actually check when the delivery is. So if you've especially bought something and it's for a gift, or it might be for a certain time, or you're going on holiday and won't be home, then you have to actually check when that delivery date is. Because sometimes when they get overwhelmed, they just push the delivery date out by 3 weeks. So always just check when that delivery date is.
Absolutely. Very, very relevant. It is 8:20, 16 a diamond. That's what we're going to call you. Thank you, as always. We'll catch you next week.